Now you're listening to the closing market report on this 19th day of April. I am Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us, Mike Zuzlow from Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting, as usual. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Now, what was the play like in Chicago for the day?
Well, for the week, I think it's fair to say they were not focused. That is, the trade was not focused or worried about the weather. July wheat down 8. More importantly, Kansas City July wheat down 8.75. December corn down 3 on the week, and November beans down 18.75. So I think as today was maybe a little bit different, that the weather sneaked in at times during the trading day as far as planting weather for the corn and spring wheat. It was still held back and kind of kept off the market mindset in the primary market, I guess I should say, because of the continuation of the trade psychology that, hey, the commodity super cycle's over. That means the grains are going lower. We're not worried about weather because demand's falling too. And I think the trade probably needs to look at the weekly export sales and reevaluate that position if I'm right about my assumption.
What would make you right, and what it is about the weekly exports sales that makes you think you're right?
Well, we saw the wheat come in double the trade expectations at 1.67 million metric tons. That was 51% above the four-week average. Even the corn, which was a little bit disappointing given the trade's high expectations, came in still 73% above the four-week average. And I do think the trade picked up on the tight supplies of beans because of the meal and because of the basis, but also because the weekly export sales were still very strong, and we still are, total commitments are still running about 13% ahead of last year. So those are the primary demand side factors that I think the trade maybe needs to reevaluate. I wonder how much the shipping slowdown and the lock shutting down on now the Illinois and the Mississippi rivers next week played with the basis, played with the cash market, and therefore played with the spreads up in Chicago and widened those out. I had heard that may be some of the negative fundamentals that were working through the trade Thursday and Friday both.
Yeah, I think I saw one of the locks actually may have been damaged on the Illinois after a barge broke loose. That was reported today. I think that's at Marseilles. So we'll see how that impacts the marketplace. We talked a little bit about the weather. Will the weather play much of a trade impact next week if it hasn't already?
I think it will have to at a point when the trade feels like the managed money is out of the agriculture the length of the managed money is out of agricultural enough that the crop conditions become important again. And I think this is where we take wheat as our lead. We did not see any improvement over the winter on the wheat crop. We had nearly 40% of the Kansas wheat crop with a freeze last night, 10% in Oklahoma, and about 30% in Texas, and yet the wheat did not pick up on that at all. It's certainly, in my view, not about the micro supply-demand fundamentals, and that kind of goes back to how they've traded the wheat the last 4 or 5 months. So to answer your question, I would think we're getting closer because we're getting closer to the end of April, and even the most novice trader in Chicago realizes you don't want to start planning on May 1, especially in these kind of conditions. And secondly, it would make sense from a standpoint that you've got these freezes that have not been priced in when it comes to the wheat, and even the soft red wheat probably got damaged by some of the flooding.
And then if you look at the other marketplaces, for instance, cattle on feed report was out this afternoon, and we can take livestock up after that.
Yeah, the cattle on feed report, pretty bearish across the board, very positive for the corn and good demand report for the corn, but pretty bearish across the board on feed April 1, 95%, top end of range of analyst estimates. Placed in March, 106% placed as of March 1, 3% above the top end range, Todd, and then marketed in March, 92%. That was below the lowest trade guess of 92.4. So I suspect by the new contract low and lead month feeders today, some of this was priced in, but I bet not all of it. And I'd also say this will put a lot of pressure on the retail side now, and we'll need a good grilling season to try and work ourselves out of this, I think.
Anything from the outside markets of interest?
Well, I think the dollar going back and forth has been the biggest issue. You've got the Tuesday, you had a 684-point move. Wednesday, you had a 968-point move in the opposite direction. Between that and the gold, I think that's where you're getting this negative bias renewed and kind of refreshed in the ag sector.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Have a great weekend, sir.
Hey, you too. That is Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. You can always hear him again on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. In fact, there you'll find all of our agricultural programming posted not long after it airs on our radio station, sometimes even before, including our Commodity Week program. We record that at 4:30 on Friday afternoon. It's posted to willag.org by about 6 o'clock each and every Friday evening. We will talk about weather this week. Our guest is Elwin Taylor, meteorologist from Illinois State, Iowa State University.